From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are two legal developments in the increasingly complicated California recall today. A Sacramento County judge ruled that Democrat Cruz Bustamante may not use a loophole in California's campaign finance laws to circumvent strict spending limits on the election. For weeks, Bustamante's use of about $4 million in donations from labor unions and Indian tribes has been under scrutiny. He tried to deflect criticism by pledging to spend the money not directly on his campaign, but on an initiative that will appear on the same ballot as the recall. But today's ruling said that he can't do that. These donations represent the bulk of the money that Bustamante has raised so far for his campaign.
Also today, lawyers went before an 11-member panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to make arguments about whether the recall election should take place on October 7th or be postponed until March. The ACLU has argued for the delay. They say that the use of punch card ballots in six counties is unfair to the minority voters there.
Howard Gilman is a professor of political science and law at the University of Southern California and joins us from Los Angeles. Professor Gilman, the arguments over having a recall election either in October or not in October would seem to be the same as they were last time round, but the judges are different. What is the impact of having 11 judges from the Ninth Circuit hear this as opposed to three of them?
Well, the impact is going to be tremendous. The three judges who decided the case initially as part of the three-judge panel were among the three more liberal justices on this generally liberal Court of Appeals. But as it turns out, the 11 judges who are going to be thinking about the case today are by all accounts as moderate or conservative a panel as you could hope for if you were trying to get the recall back on track in October.
Yes, in this case, you're saying moderate would mean let's stay out of election politics and proceed as the Secretary of State had ordered. Go ahead with the recall on October 7th.
I think that's right. And mostly what you're looking for are people who are not willing to aggressively embrace the principle of Bush versus Gore. Bush versus Gore might have been handed down by a conservative Supreme Court, but the principle of equal protection that was suggested in that case is a very liberal principle, suggesting that every vote has to be treated essentially the same within a state, or at least there can't be any systematic discrepancies between the way votes are treated from county to county. And what you had in the original decision were three judges who were willing to put that test to the Supreme Court and say, if you know, we're going to interpret this as broadly as we can, all you really need are judges who are not willing to go that far, either because they have a different reading of the original opinion, or, as I think is more likely, they think that in March you're not going to get a significantly better election than you're going to get in October, so there's really no reason to wait. And my guess is that that'll be the basis upon which these judges will find a reason to overturn that original decision.
If, in fact, the message from the Ninth Circuit were that Bush versus Gore is what applies here, wouldn't that be an invitation to the Supreme Court to say, if since it's your decision, if you think otherwise, tell us?
It would be an invitation to the Supreme Court to get involved, and I think that that's what the three judges on the original panel wanted. It is, I think it has been characterized as a classic sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander opinion. If it was good enough to stop the recount in a way that was helpful to President Bush in 2000, it's good enough to stop a recall election that might be helpful to the governor of California. But if the Ninth Circuit rules in a way that allows the recall to continue, then there's really no reason for the Supreme Court to get involved.
I hesitate to use the phrase, in a case like this, because I can't actually think of another case like this, but in this case, do you think that the 11 appeals court judges are very mindful of public opinion? And if they are, what would they read public opinion to be at this point in California?
You know, it's hard not to be influenced by public opinion, if for no other reason than judges themselves are part of the public. And one of the things that's noteworthy about the present circumstance is that there really is not a kind of strong constituency, even among Democrats, for judges to get involved and stop the recall. And this is in dramatic contrast to 2000, when Republicans were very insistent on getting federal courts involved to stop what was going on in Florida. So even judges who have a good faith belief in what the proper understanding of the law is need a constituency out there in public in support of views that they want to take. And since there isn't a big hue and cry for judges to get involved in this circumstance, that I think will influence the minds of moderate judges. And on balance, it's probably best just to leave it alone.
Professor Gilman, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Howard Gilman, who is a professor of political science and law at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles.